federal welfare reforms that took effect in October ended the nation's 61-year-old entitlement program for the needy, aid to families with dependent children. That was replaced by temporary assistance to needy families, which gives states block grants and more flexibility to develop their own welfare programs. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, although the law has changed, many states are still administering welfare the same way they did in the past.
In a South Alabama welfare office, about a dozen women now receiving aid to families with dependent children are watching a video before they meet with their caseworkers.
The purpose of this interview is to help you complete your AFDC review so we can provide you with the correct amount of AFDC.
It's the same video, and they're filling out the same forms to get the same benefits as they did 6 months ago. Not much has changed here, even though Alabama has filed its new Family Assistance Program plan with the federal government, which means that officially, the state has a new welfare program. Joel Sanders is Alabama's welfare reform director.
The new plan does not make a radical departure from the current program, but it does indicate some philosophical direction in terms of focusing on work and personal responsibility and the fact that time limits are going to be reality.
The plan outlines Alabama's intentions to impose time limits for cash assistance, require recipients to work, and to provide support services that help families become self-sufficient, all requirements under the federal welfare reform legislation. Specific program changes won't come until next year when the legislature meets. Even though Alabama didn't have to file its plan right away, it's among the 33 states that filed around October 1st to start drawing down federal funds. Alabama will get an extra $18 million above the $75 million it has budgeted to run its program this fiscal year. But advocates for the poor say in the rush to access federal funds before complete welfare-to-work programs are in place, states like Alabama are doing a disservice to welfare recipients.
The clock is moving, and we are, as a state, we are not prepared to move women towards work.
Sheila Holbrook-White is a policy analyst with Alabama Arise, a coalition of charities and religious organizations that deals with poverty issues.
We just sort of ran into it, you know, just went after that $18 million, you know, this money, and yet we're not in any position, I think, to begin even implementing it. What are they going to offer? Who's going to do it? And how do you evaluate that it even worked?
Even Alabama's welfare reform director, Joel Sanders, says it's true the state has no comprehensive job placement program for all 20,000 Alabama women now receiving benefits. And it's unlikely, he says, that the state will have that in 2 years when federal time limits kick in.
It's unrealistic to expect that people living in the most remote locations in Alabama who have dropped out of high school and who've been on welfare for 15 years, that the state is somehow going to parachute a job into that remote location that's going to be the salvation of that family. That is simply unrealistic.
Getting the extra federal money now is useful, says Sanders, as the state develops programs to help people transition to the workforce. Successful welfare-to-work programs are more costly than paying a monthly cash benefit. For example, in Alabama, which has the second lowest benefit in the nation, it's cheaper to pay a mother with two children $165 a month than to help her with job training, child care, and transportation. But even higher benefit states, like California, are looking for extra money to develop work programs to comply with the federal legislation. The average AFDC benefit for a family of three in California is $595. The state won't use its block grant to increase benefits, but will invest almost a third of its extra $195 million in a job readiness program, says Dell Sales, chief of California's AFDC program branch.
We thought it was just fiscally responsible to make sure that we were not losing an opportunity to access federal funds to help people transition from welfare into work.
The money that California, Alabama, and the other 31 states are getting comes with strings attached. Accessing federal funds now means a 5-year lifetime benefit is triggered for welfare recipients in those states. That's why some states have opted not to draw on their federal block grants just yet. Pennsylvania is one. Mary Ellen Fritz is with the State Department of Public Welfare.
in the early days, right after the law was passed, there was a lot of confusion, and many states may have jumped to implement quickly for fear of losing money. And we felt very confident. We had passed a state law last spring, prior to the federal legislation going into effect, that really tried to do welfare reform right in Pennsylvania, and we felt it was important that we continue to stay on that path.
Well before the July 1st deadline, Fritz says, the state will be ready with its welfare reform plan. While the big state reforms haven't filtered down to local welfare offices yet, in Alabama, caseworkers are starting to talk with clients about work, says Nobi Bell, AFDC supervisor at the Baldwin County Department of Human Resources in Bay Minette.
We are telling them at intake, and of course they're telling them at reviews, that time limits are coming. We don't actually know when they're starting, but it will be here. And so if you have a job or if you get a job, it might pay to keep it. Don't get mad at your supervisor and just walk out. They're so used to just walking off the job and coming back in here. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
They sent us a letter, you know, saying that it was going to change.
25-year-old Maida has been on welfare for about a year, the second time she's been on public assistance. She has two young children who are sickly and worries about her future in the workforce.
If I get a minimum wage job, then I can't make it. I really can't make it. I'm a single parent, and I don't have nobody. And I have to pay rent, light bill, whatever you make, and, you know, daycare. It's going to be hard.
Maida has enrolled in a job readiness class at the local DHR office to help with her job search. It's the type of support service that most states say will become an important part of their welfare reform efforts. But for now, it appears most states are using the same eligibility requirements and benefit levels that were in place under the old federal entitlement system. And the states that were trying welfare reform under federal waivers are now turning those projects into statewide welfare-to-work programs. This is Debbie Elliott reporting.